inspired direction. During the presidency of President Russell M. Nelson, priesthood quorums have been restructured. Ministering has replaced home and visiting teaching. A new personal development program for children and youth is being created. New editions of the hymn book and the children's songbook are being prepared. New guidelines for youth interviews with bishops have been established. Emphasis has been placed on calling the church by its full name. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir was renamed the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Mission calls are posted online in the U.S. and Canada. Home-centered and church-supported gospel study has begun, including the shift to a 2-hour Sunday meeting block. 27 new temples have been announced. All but 3 major church pageants have been discontinued. Primary and youth progression, young men priesthood ordination, and youth temple recommends may now take place in January rather than following birthdays. Sister missionaries can now wear dress pants. Details associated with temple work have been adjusted. New missions have been created and boundary realignments have occurred, and 4 missionary training centers have closed. Children of LGBT parents may now be blessed and baptized, and the policy concerning same-gender marriages has been clarified. And President Nelson has promised that as the Lord directs, there's more to come.